Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of my interview with Sig Rogich. You'll be fascinated. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robert Ostrowski, Robert Compan, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to autoassure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our guest today in the second part of our interview with him is Sig Rogich. He is the president of Rogich Communications, has served the Reagan administration, both Bush administrations, as an advisor. And always a pleasure to have you on the program. Continuing our conversation from our previous broadcast, I wanted to ask you, you know, as the economy is the big deal, and the financial pressures on this country are so great, and yet we have a couple of different plans out there. One certainly is bipartisan. I think actually that both of them are, but the Simpson-Bowles plan and also David Walker's plan that he put together for Pete Peterson, he's the former comptroller of the United States, they both look at a 25-year time period of us fixing our economic woes, not a two-year or a four-year or even an eight-year period of time. And yet the candidates running for president don't discuss this.
Well, you know, I think what Simpson and Bowles did together, I know the senator quite well for many, many years, and he's an extraordinarily good guy. He's funny, and yes, he's fun to be around. I've traveled with him. I see him almost every year in one place or another, and he was very close to the former president, Bush, 41. I think what they came forward with had a lot of intriguing possibilities, but this mindset has to change as a whole. And I do think it's going to take a long time.
In terms of no new taxes?
Well, I mean, in terms of no new taxes, you know, and I think that you can demagogue the issue and say that millionaires ought to spend more money on taxes. But on the other hand, you can also look at history and see what has happened when people have cut taxes. John F. Kennedy comes to mind, and what explosiveness we had with the cuts that he made. I don't know the answer to this. It's too complex to get into today. I mean, to talk about the philosophies of all of what they've put forth, including the Group of 12, you know, that didn't really provide a plan that anyone could live with at the end of the day, or because the partisanship set into play. But I'm a believer that less taxes is better. You can create products. If you're making a good product, you can build it in 10 places in the world. But the difference is, in those 10 places, the highest tax rate is about 15%, and here it's 35% or 36% or 40% or whatever it is. So why would you do it here?
Well, when you look at Apple, for example, that's sitting on $60 billion in cash mm-hmm. in the United States, and all these corporations that are based in the United States but are keeping their cash out of the country, what kind of incentives should the government be offering for them to spend that money in this country and be creating jobs?
Well, the greatest incentive they can give them, Sam, is not to have such a high corporate tax rate. I mean, next to Japan, I think Japan's number one in the world, and we're number two. Everywhere else you go, it falls off a cliff compared to us. So that's where they're going.
But is there a way for government to be able to put in an incentive to say, okay, we'll cut that corporate tax rate by X percent to get it more in line, but on the other hand, you have to provide a certain amount of money or a certain amount of jobs to be created in factories in this country?
Certainly they can, but then you get into another equation. You know, how do you create those jobs if you can't be competitive? A good example is what happened with Boeing trying to go to South Carolina. All of a sudden, they're moving their plant to build planes in a right-to-work law state, and the NLRB rules that they're not allowed to do that. So the complexities are not that simple. You make it so hard to do business that it gets in the way of any incentives the government can provide. The mindset has to change as a whole. We have to be competitive. Competitiveness is the essence of what society here in America is all about. It's what we're made of. It's our fiber. And if we're not, we're going to fall behind. And I do think this thing will take a lot of years to fix.
You are obviously very close to Senator Reid. You headed up Republicans for Reid in the last campaign. Have you had these kind of discussions with the senator?
I have. I've talked to him.
And how does he respond?
Well, he's the majority leader of a party that has a philosophy that's a little different than mine, for sure. I supported him because I thought it was the best thing for my state, for Nevada. I couldn't imagine going through what we're going through without him at our side, particularly with regard to water and the negotiated rights to water we're battling for with surrounding states of Colorado and New Mexico and Utah and California. So those were the primary reasons that, not to mention the friendship I have with him. We don't agree on how to get to certain things. But I think the essence of it is that the senator still believes in the competitive nature of America. He still believes we have to be able to match others, you know, to stay in play. And so how we get there, it's it's a difference of philosophy, you know. But I think at the end of the day, we all kind of agree that we cannot possibly get ourselves out of this mess unless we change the dynamic in how we compete with the world.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sig Rogich when we come back.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The holiday race for cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich. Let's bring it home here and talk about the Dina Titus Ruben Kiwan race. An interesting situation where Senator Reid obviously is supporting Ruben, but Dina Titus is determined to run. Your thoughts on this?
Well, at this juncture, it's probably a name ID race. I think these things are going to shake themselves out a little bit as time goes on.
But you've seen what happens when Senator Reid is supporting somebody. Byron Georgiou would be the name that springs to mind.
Well, it's tough to compare him, really, to this kind of race, in my opinion. It's particularly tough because he didn't really live in Nevada, per se. He was a newcomer. I just think it's a little different. Dina Titus has been on the ballot before, so I think she's going to be very tough. Although I think that her opponent is an exceptional candidate.
In what way?
Well, I think his articulation is good. I think his intelligence level is very good. I don't think he gets the benefit of the Latino vote per se, because some don't know he's Latino, you know, ironically. But I think that that'll play into this election cycle. That's going to be an interesting race, but certainly I think you'd have to make her a favorite right now.
Do you think that Senator Reid will be involved in terms of being able to bring more money to the table for his favorite candidate?
Well, I can't talk for him in that regard, Sam. I've never known him not to be involved in the political, you know, climate in his state.
All right. Let's talk about Dean Heller and Shelley Berkley and how you view that race.
I think Dean Heller probably would win today if the election were held today. But you can't count Shelley Berkley out of anything. You know, she is a voracious candidate, if there's such a definition. She's a fundraising machine, and she's the hard worker. But I think you have to find a real good reason to get rid of an incumbent senator. And he's only been there a short while, so he's not building a track record that really lends itself to issue-driven things in this election cycle. So I'd rate him a favorite right now.
Do you see him doing enough in Southern Nevada in terms of name recognition?
Yeah, I think he's really working at it. I mean, I hear from him frequently. I know he's down here quite a bit. I know that he is cognizant of the fact that he needs to have a better name ID in Southern Nevada. And I think if he has the work ethic, if he gives the time and the devotion and spends those grueling hours in Southern Nevada, he can make up a lot of lost ground.
Shelley Berkley playing in Northern Nevada.
It's not easy for her. I don't know if she's comfortable in cowboy boots or not in parts of rural Nevada and Northern Nevada, but you can't count her out. I've known her forever, and she brings something to the table that few people have. I told her one time, after she called me for the 15th time, that she would give a woodpecker a headache, you know, because she is so tenacious in her fundraising abilities, and she won't. And she's the only person I know that won't take yes for an answer, you know. So I give her a lot of credit.
As we're taping this on December 14th for playback at a later date, the headline of the business section of the Las Vegas Review-Journal says, experts see better times ahead and that the initial stages of recovery have started in Southern Nevada. Do you agree with that?
Not entirely, I don't. I think there is the beginning of a recovery here in Nevada. Particularly in Las Vegas, we've got such problems. But we have, 200,000 foreclosed homes in Clark County, and there's probably, who knows, another 30,000 behind them before it's all finished. If you sell 15,000 homes a year, that's a good year in a market this size. So do the numbers. That's, you know, 10, 12, 15 years out before you get through the supply you have on hand right now. But there are other things happening along the way that give me a sense of optimism. We're getting more people here. They're just not spending as much. People are holding, you know, tighter to the dollar than they did previously, and so the average daily room rates aren't where they used to be. The cost for meals is not where it used to be. I talked to my friend Larry Rubo. He said people aren't buying the most expensive wines like they used to. You know, people are bargain hunting, and I mean people with money too. And people with a lot of money are a little ashamed to go out and show a lot of money.
But it was interesting. Jeremy Aguero was on the program quite recently, and he said that we can't keep comparing things to 2007, 2008. We have to compare it to last year. And that if we're moving further ahead from last year, then we're on the right path.
Well, coming from him, I respect that. He's as bright as I've ever been around, and I have a high regard for his business acumen. It's all relative to the average, you know, dollar that the tourists are spending here. I know we're getting more bodies, and I know there's a psychological movement. You saw it happen recently in this, these great sales with stores, and people were hearkened by what they saw. Maybe it's that last boom, you know, before they start saving their money again. But I think it's too soon to tell right now. I think we're seeing a little bit of a creeping growth here that's positive. But I think we got a long way to go.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for taking out the time
Sam.
This. We always appreciate it.
Nice
look
to be
forward to
you
coming back soon.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Now, you wouldn't do this with your new nonstick pan at home, would you?
This new stone dine cookware actually has stone in the coating.
So not only is it super tough, but it makes your food taste great. How would you like to cook with no fats and oils, but still keep that gourmet flavour? Let's start with steak.
This new stone dine pan is by far the best steak pan I have ever used.
We know how eggs love to stick to the pan without oils or butters in there. It's a much healthier way for you to cook. There's our egg sliding around like it should in a good non-stick pan. The bacon's all crispy already. And look, the steak. See how beautifully cooked it is? Cleaning up is a breeze. Simply wipe it out with a paper towel.
You could easily pay $100 to $180 for these big European-style pans. But here today, you won't pay anything like that. Plus, if you order a complete set today, we're going to give you an 11-inch pan worth $97 absolutely free.
Call now at 1-800-647-2709 to take advantage of this great offer.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to autoassure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. We held him over for another show here. Bob Ostrowski is here, president of Ostrowski & Associates. Warren Hardy, principal with Hardy Consulting. And Robert Compan, government affairs representative with Farmers Insurance. So as we're taping this, this is the one-year anniversary of the Cosmopolitan. And the Cosmopolitan is doing well on every level except the gaming side of things. But in the bigger picture, as Phil Ruffin pointed out about a year ago on this program, the question is, when is Deutsche Bank going to take a hit on a $3.9 billion project that's probably worth maybe, what, $1 billion at this point? And is there somebody out there who would want to buy it?
Well, I mean, if you look at the numbers that they've been reported in the press, the operation has not turned a profit yet. And nothing that you build in this town turns a profit in the first year with pre-opening expenses. But they've admitted publicly that they need to do something about improving their gaming, both gross revenues and gaming win, which seems to be, what I read, is well under what par values ought to be for gaming win. So they have some issues in their casino. They've just hired a new executive to run the place. I think Tom McCartney, who was over at the Drop, which I think is probably a good move then to bring in some more help, is the appropriate thing to do. But yeah, somebody at Deutsche Bank's got to have to write off some of that. There's no way, I don't think, the numbers that I saw or what we see forecasted for the industry, that you're going to be able to somehow mysteriously pay off $3 billion plus.
It's almost $4 billion. And if you look at the M Resort valuation when they were reorganized, it was 23 cents on a dollar. So that will put the value less than $1 billion. But is there somebody out there who at this time is prepared to come in and spend $1 billion?
Well, I mean, if you look at what's going on nationally, I mean, a lot of folks, and it's partially due to, I think, the political environment, a lot of folks are just sitting around taking a wait and see position. I think that's probably the responsible thing to do. You know, we can't lose track of the fact that the earth shifted under the feet of the gaming industry here and those that built that product. And the one thing I do know about Las Vegas, the one thing I do know about the people that run that industry is they're remarkable at what they do. We saw that after September 11th. They are as good as anywhere in the world at adjusting to the shifting dynamic. It was a dramatic shift in the dynamic with the economic downturn. And I think they ought to be given a little time to get it turned around because they've got a remarkable track record of doing that. But I think, you know, nationally, people are sitting on their money right now, whether it's to wait till after the 2012
even
election.
In this country, you know, Apple's sitting on $60 billion.
Well, it's
just
anyone. Right. I mean, we're a resilient city. I mean, that's, you know, we've recreated ourselves, and I've lived here since 1975 and have seen the tremendous growth. And, you know, we hit that bubble, but, you know, the numbers are coming up. People are coming back to Las Vegas. They're spending time here. I mean, if you walk on the Strip, it's busy, you know, but they're not gambling. So you just have to look at other sources of income, whether it's, you know, shows or meals or, and they brought all that here. So we're still a destination. I think we're going to continue to be. Just who owns us is going to be the question.
Well, and that's the interesting thing too is the creativity, because now the gaming revenues are about 40% of the revenue. The other 60% is from shopping, hotel accommodations, nightclubs, entertainment. And I saw in the property I'm staying in right now, they're offering a $5 food credit if you don't want your room cleaned. Now, the cost of cleaning a room is about $50. So the property gives you a $5 deal, but they save $45. That's creative thinking when you've got X amount, thousands of rooms.
That is creative thinking. I've been in the city since 1973 and spent 25 years in the gaming industry, know a little bit about the business, and you're absolutely right. I mean, when I got here in 73, they built billion-dollar buildings, not billions in those days, but spent lots of money to build a huge hotel because what they really wanted was to hide a casino, which is all that really counted. Now, you know, the world's turned upside down. Casino's an important element, but it's an element. It has to be matched by food experience and shows and shopping. And if you don't have all those things, then you end up just a little hotel down the street. You still may do business, but you'll never produce the kind of revenue that, you know, that MGM is producing at Aria or any other, first-class, world-class properties that people, as suggested, come from all over the world. This is Vegas. There's only one Vegas.
Caesars just opened up, 400 plus rooms,
That's about like 800 rooms.
Or 800 rooms.
In the tower.
And they're confident that, they're going to bring in the people. It's not going to oversaturate the market. I'm not so quite sure that, you know, maybe some of the smaller properties on the north side of the strip aren't going to be affected. But obviously there's some kind of confidence in the state that they keep building, they keep trying to attract new customers.
Well, and Caesars is also coming out with $550 million for Project Sync, a project aimed at a client base we currently don't have that much of, which is a much younger client, as against 50 to dead. We're now shooting, I think, perhaps in the right direction, don't you, with that kind of investment?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and again, it goes back to the innovativeness of the industry here. That's why we're the best in the world at what we do. And they'll figure it out. They'll absolutely figure it out.
The industry will have to reinvent itself, too. But the state does, too. I mean, economic development has to go beyond casinos. It has to go beyond mining. We need a plan for the state. Now they're working on it, but we need to find a better balance going forward. Casinos will always be key.
But I think that the great guide you have is downtown Las Vegas and downtown Reno, which in terms of redevelopment in just those areas, it takes 20 to 30 years. So we're right to be heading in that direction, but I don't think it's any answer in the immediate future. Do you?
No, it is a long-term investment. The city of Las Vegas has put a lot of money into redevelopment downtown, building office buildings, bring in shopping. It took a long time to sort of begin to generate a catalyst that would grow, and it's coming. Zappos decided they'd come downtown. It's all redevelopment-related stuff.
You had the Smith Center. That's coming.
But it takes a long time.
Yeah. It takes a long time to make big systemic shifts, right, which is what you're talking about. But the thing that's so remarkable about that industry here is how quickly they can make little mini adjustments within that sort of systemic. It's remarkable to watch. And Washoe deserves some credit, too, how quickly they moved away from gaming to other industries. I mean, people deserve credit for that.
But it still is a long, long time in coming. Guys, thank you all very much. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Amazing Chef Basket is the kitchen product of the year. Your food cooks right in the Chef Basket. And even in rapidly boiling water, the specially designed handles remain totally cool to the touch. Amazing! Then just grab the handles and your food goes right from the pot to the plate. The Chef Basket does it all, from draining to straining, to cooking to steaming, even deep frying, and much, much more. One of the most versatile kitchen items ever. It's 12 tools in one. And it folds flat for easy storage anywhere. Thanks to tremendous demand, we're slashing the price to $10. But order now and we'll double the offer. Order today and find out about free shipping. But wait, we'll also send you RoboStir. Just pay separate processing. Just hit the button and it stirs all by itself. RoboStir does all the work so you don't have to. You get all this for just $10 if you order now.
Call 1-800-216-6709 to get your chef basket and get a chef guide in the RoboStir with your order. That's 1-800-216-6709. Call now.
I know I should have health insurance, but on my budget, I just can't afford it. I need help.
I design homes to protect people, but I can't afford health insurance to protect my own family. What can I do?
It's time to call ICANN, a name you can trust. If you've had problems affording major medical insurance or have been turned down due to health issues, you do have a choice. ICANN offers you options including association group insurance programs and major medical plans to meet your family's needs and budget. Because nothing is more important than your health. No matter your income or your pre-existing condition, call ICANN right now. If you could save hundreds of dollars a month or thousands of dollars a year, this is a call you can't afford not to make. Tens of thousands have trusted ICANN with their family's health, and so should you. So don't wait. Call ICANN right now. When you call, ask your ICANN agent about programs that include access to doctors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from wherever you are. Don't wait. Call ICANN right now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we'll have Assemblywoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick, potentially the next Speaker of the Assembly. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks.